Okay, let's move on to Marcy, who's calling us from Mill Creek. Hi, Marcy.
Hi. Thank you for all the good you do. I've listened to you and read your letter for years.
Oh, you poor thing, but I'm glad you have.
Thank you. Okay, my question is for glaucoma. I heard you speak of it probably a couple of weeks ago, and I'm taking the niacinamide.
Yes, ma'am.
1,000 milligrams three times a day.
Yes, ma'am.
But, of course, my eye doctor put me on eye drops, and I'm very sensitive to the cheap ones, so he's having me try a very expensive one. Man, it would be 200 and something a month because it doesn't have preservatives in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you know of any other eye drops that would work.
Not eye drops, ma'am. No, there is the niacinamide, which was found to work very, very strongly in experimental animals who were bred to get glaucoma, of all things. But I have not seen any research about it in people. The reason I'm still enthused about it, though, is it would work by the very same mechanism of inducing more ATP production inside of eyeball cells. There is one other thing, though. Niacinamide has a long build-up to noticeable level. For example, in the research about osteoarthritis, and it corrects osteoarthritis in the same way, same deal. It builds into the things which make more ATP and cartilage cells so that they can rejuvenate themselves. Anyway, the first signs of improvement aren't noticed until 3 or 4 weeks after it started, after the use starts, and it doesn't maximize till 3 or 4 months. So I wouldn't give up on that yet. And the only way you could hurt yourself with it, your body will tell you, you'll get a low-grade nausea, and that means, oops, too much niacinamide for my liver to process. But if that isn't happening, then there's no other harmful side effect. So I'd keep it up, and if you have to use the drops in the meantime to keep things under control, that's fine. And lastly, have you heard of the remedy that many, many natural medicine doctors have used for years called AC carbamide?
Oh, yes. You carry that at your dispensary, don't you?
Yes, we do. And all that does is regulate fluid balance. And I've not heard so far, and of course, knock on wood, but it's been 43 years in practice, I've not heard of anybody getting hurt with the AC carbamide. And that and the niacinamide are not going to interfere with the drops if you need the drops short-term to do the job for you, ma'am.
Okay, so it's probably best to... Yeah, there's been quite a bit of damage to my right eye.
Oh, well, dear.
So I guess I'll have to use the drops for a while, and hopefully this... The niacinamide, will that be a lifetime thing?
I'm afraid so, ma'am, because the reason it's needed is that, according to a professor from New York City, what's his name? Oxenkrug is the last name. About one-third the population of our country cannot make niacinamide internally. The other two-thirds that can make it internally, they make their own internally for a lifetime. But
wow.
that one-third, they don't make their own efficiently, and so they got to take it for a lifetime to get the benefits once they start having a symptom that is due to that problem.
Okay, well, I'm going to stay on that niacinamide. That's a very inexpensive thing.
Yes, ma'am.
To take, and I had heard you mention it for, like you say, the osteoarthritis, too, and I think that's
yes,
probably starting in my body, but I've never been diagnosed with it, but you know the pain.
Glad to hear that.
So, yes, ma'am.
So
I guess the 3,000, the 1,000, 1,000, 1,000 is
no
adequate,
nausea.
Right, for the two
yes.
things, the eyes and the arthritis?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It distributes itself all over the body. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, great. I'm going to stay on it. Do you carry different brands of it, or...
I don't know. I don't run the dispensary, but okay. I do know that the people who do are very careful about the companies they select. So,
yeah, I know you are. Well, thank you so much. How much of the AC carbamide do you think I should add if I...
Nice thing about that is it's actually a natural substance present in the body that does the work. So if it were me and I had glaucoma, and this is what I tell people I'm working with, and I have to keep telling them, I'm not an eye doctor, I just know what this stuff does, I'd be using at least two twice a day. It's inexpensive.
Two times a day?
Yes, ma'am. It's inexpensive, about the same level as the niacinamide.
Uh-huh. Boy, that would sure be better than taking those drops. I hope I get off them.
Well, I hope it works for you, ma'am, but you will not know for 3 or 4 weeks to start.
Okay. Did you say 3 or 4 months?
3 or 4 months is when it maximizes.
Okay.
And after that, whatever level it's gotten you to, it's going to stay there. it won't get worse. But what I'm taking that from is a lot of work with people with osteoarthritis, where the vast majority say it completely controls the pain. There's a few who say, well, it mostly controls the pain, but it didn't get better than mostly. And what can I say? At least they got mostly out of it, and they can look for other pain relief elsewhere, too, to add to it. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
I think it has already worked some on, you know, on some of the pain in my body.
Good.
So I'm going to stay on that.
That's a
thank
good sign,
thank you so much,
ma'am.
Dr. Wright. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for calling and getting the word out to everybody, ma'am.